Hi, welcome back to Go With The Flow. My name is Flo or Florence, and I'm the host of this podcast where I discuss various topics about things that I learn, mostly personal development, traveling, education. But I'm not limiting myself to anything. I'm going to talk about a lot of different things, and it is 100% unscripted and unedited. I can't talk today. Unedited podcast to encourage myself and any other listeners to not overthink things and just go with the flow, hence the name. Welcome to this episode. I'm so happy to be doing this. This episode is going to be about how to deal with life when everything's out of control. And yeah, let's get straight into it. So why do I want to do this? First of all, it's 2020. Let's just say that. I'm saying this because this could be a time capsule for me in the future, you know. 2020, what a year, really. Everything was so unexpected. Every single plan that I had and that most people had was just disappeared, cancelled, impossible. Everything that you kind of hope for or expect, you just had to change your mind about it and just shift your perspective and you know, accept the fact that you're going to be disappointed and things are not going to go to plan. Not only that, but so many horrible things happened this year as well. And the problem is that most of these things are completely outside of our control. It's very, 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 very overwhelming. I have had, honestly, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. Like within one day, probably every single day of this year, I've had so many ups and downs. And over months and months, it just becomes so unbearable at times. Like, some days are just horrible, and then you try to find the good in each day and be grateful. And there is always good each day. Like, I always say that, like, every day can't be 100% good. But it also can't be 100% bad. Like, there's always even just 1% good in each day. So you always try to look out for that and be grateful, because it just helps putting everything into perspective. But the problem with that is when there's so much of it, and it's every single day, like, I don't know, my emotions, my mind, I just can't cope with it anymore. I just don't know how to deal with everything, especially when it's outside of my control. And a lot of these things, I mean, I think I'm being super vague right now, but I'm just talking about things like not being able to follow up with plans, obviously coronavirus, everything that's happening in the world with fires, the wildfires and the explosions and the unrests and the famines and the wars and everything that's happening in the world right now. It's a lot of it's out of my control, but somehow it's still affecting me. So today I kind of want to talk about how to deal with life and how to cope, I guess. And how I am coping, because I am coping somehow. I am coping, and I found a couple things that really help to cope. So I want to share them. If anyone's struggling out there, maybe this can help you. And also, just as a time capsule, like I said, these podcasts are kind of like voice notes, and just a little time capsule of where I'm at in life right now. And one day I might be able to listen back to this and just remember what it's like to be living on the 19th of September 2020. By the way, I'm 22 now. My birthday was last week. Nothing's really changed, but yeah, I just thought I'd mention this for a bit of context. I Yeah, should I give you an update with Amnesty? I started working with Amnesty. Didn't really go as planned again, hence why I wanted to talk about this. I think I'm going to do another episode on Amnesty International, what I've learned so far by working for this, for the biggest human rights organization in the world. But for now, I'm just going to say something. Nothing has gone to plan this week. Just like anything, everything in 2020. But anyway, tip number one, first thing I want to say is so when everything's out of control in your life, when you feel overwhelmed and you don't have any control, the first thing that I do that always helps is to make my bed. I know it sounds very stupid and very weird and very like obvious, but making your bed first thing in the morning when you wake up, even if you don't get out of bed immediately, like when you do get out of bed, make your bed, it makes you feel like you've done something. It makes you feel productive. It makes you feel like you're in control of something, which is making your bed. Or like other things, I guess, that kind of go with that would be tidying your room, doing things that make you feel in control of your environment, of your immediate environment. You can't control what's happening in the world. You can't control what's happening to you. But you can control what you do. This sounds so like obvious when I say it out loud. I guess that's why it's so important to talk about what you're going through and talk about your feelings and talk about, just talk in general, because when you start translating your thoughts into words, you kind of hear yourself out loud and you make realizations about what you've been kind of bottling up, I guess. So this is kind of like therapeutic for me to kind of, yeah, to say these things out loud. But yeah, making your bed, doing little things like tidying up makes you feel in control, first of all. Another thing that makes you feel in control, and I have been very, very bad at this, but it's exercise. Yeah, I haven't been good at this recently. I just feel like not exercising. But it's true, it makes you feel in control. Like even if it's just going for a walk, it makes you feel in control because I've made the decision to do it, then I'm doing it, you're going on a walk, and then you finished it and you're like, yes, I made the decision to do it, I managed to do it. That's something that went to plan and that's something that I was in control of. So I highly recommend going on a walk or like doing some exercise, committing to doing something. Doesn't have to be very intense or, yeah, anything intense or anything extreme. It can just be like going on a walk. Something that's very doable, you know? What else do I have? By the way, when I say this podcast is unscripted and unedited, sometimes I have a vague idea of what I want to talk about and like a couple points that I've already thought about in my head. This time I don't know what I'm saying, so just bear with me while I'm gathering my thoughts. Another thing that helps you deal with like cope when everything's out of control is actually controlling the information that comes into your mind. So one thing that's been overwhelming me and that I've recently noticed that has an impact on me is actually social media in general, but social media more specifically. I've just had a realization recently that I'm following hundreds of people, for example, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, and like so many people have my number on WhatsApp and so many people can contact me. And that's great. That's why I love the internet. You have access to so much knowledge, so much information you can talk to. And most of my friends, like none of my friends live in the same city of me. Most of them are in different countries. And so it's amazing to be able to keep in touch with them. But it comes at a price because you have so many hundreds and hundreds of sources of information in your fingertips, at your fingertips, in your hand, basically in your pocket. And it's not healthy to be giving access to all these sources, giving them access to your brain, to your mind, basically. That's where I want to, what I want to say. I don't know if I'm expressing myself clearly, but it is not humanly, like, we're not made for this. We haven't evolved for millions and millions of years for all of a sudden to be exposed to so much information at once. And it's an information that doesn't even concern us. Like, whatever a person has been having for lunch on their Instagram story, like, it's none of your concern, none of your business. Even if you like the person, it's not, like, we're not meant to be receiving all this information. Our brains can't cope. And even if we think we can, like, subconsciously, we can't. I'm convinced of this. Because whenever I have a moment of peace, a moment of nothing, a moment of a break, you know, when I'm not working, when I'm not eating, when I'm not doing anything, my mind is still buzzing. My mind is still thinking of a million different things because of something that I saw, something that I read. I can't have a moment of blank thoughts, which I used to be able to when I was little. And that is super important for creativity, for imagination, for thinking, for introspection, for, yeah, just to be with yourself and purely yourself and your thoughts. It's so important. But now your mind is constantly distracted and constantly thinking of a million different things because we're feeding it with so much information. And especially with Instagram, I've realized, like, it's actually insane how even if I'm scrolling for like 5 minutes, just 5 minutes on Instagram, how many times is my thumb doing this action of swiping up? And with each swipe, it's like a new piece of information. And it's often like multiple a minute. So it's so much, it's too much, really. But the good thing is you are in control of that. You are in control. And I have decided to make a change. So this comes, I guess, with amnesty and everything. I feel like I'm not explaining this correctly, but I'm gonna give more context about amnesty next week, or like in one of the next podcasts. But my screen time went down to like 1 to 2 hours recently because I was just like not on my phone, and I realized how good it was, how much it helped me just be in the moment and focus on the present and just not be overwhelmed. And the reason was because I was just not consuming so much information, and I was actively consuming information, like not passively. So I chose to reach out to a friend, for example. I chose to be like, oh, I want to know what's happening in the news in Lebanon right now. So I go to the website, I go to the Instagram page where I usually get my information and I have a look. Or I'm choosing to go on Instagram for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but I've made the decision consciously and I'm aware of it, and I'm ready and willing to accept any information that comes, whatever it may be, and I'm ready. Like, I've built this wall, this guard kind of, that allows me to cope with whatever information comes in. I don't know if this makes sense, but yeah. And I noticed this. So then what I did, I think it was 2-3 days ago, I decided to delete Instagram once again. I've been deleting it and re-downloading it so many times recently, but currently it's deleted and I can still go on it on my laptop and even in my Safari on my phone, but it's so annoying to do it, so I barely do it. And that has already helped a lot because I feel a lot more in control of the information that I consume. And so I feel a lot more control of my thoughts and of my emotions because I'm less overwhelmed. So yeah, that really, really, really helps. If you're feeling overwhelmed and you know that you're spending a bit too much time on Instagram or on social media in general, try it out, honestly. I know it's weird and you're probably going to feel like it's weird at first and you're kind of missing out on something, or your finger automatically scrolls to where the app was and it's not there anymore, but it will do you so much good. Just even if you can do it for a couple hours or a couple days, it helps, it does wonders. Another thing that makes you feel in control is actually doing something to address the issues. So, for example, everything that's been happening with the forest fires, wildfires, or the disastrous fires in Moria in Greece, in the refugee camps. I don't know if you're aware, but there's the biggest refugee camp in Greece is called Moria, and it has like almost 13,000 refugees now, even though the camp's capacity is under 3,000. The living conditions are completely inhumane, and it was already a disaster during the whole coronavirus and the lockdown and everything, because there's no facilities, there's nothing, like the cases are just growing and growing because people don't have access to medical equipment and masks, and obviously they're not social distancing, and that was already bad enough, but now there's been fires and everything's destroyed, so people who already had nothing have nothing, like it's even worse, you know, it's devastating. And I've been seeing this in the news and stuff, and you feel hopeless. I feel hopeless at least, and you kind of feel really privileged being in your bed at night and knowing that there's tens of thousands of people that, like, oh my gosh, I don't even have the words. Anyway, you feel hopeless, kind of, and you feel helpless as well, and that makes you, at least that's what happened for me, makes me overwhelmed and makes me feel out of control and I don't know how to cope. But I've realized that you actually can do something to help, and that's another thing that I learned from Amnesty, is petitions and voicing your opinions through emails, newsletters, petitions, and just giving your name. So that's what I did. I signed a petition. If you just Google Amnesty Moria petition, you can do it as well. It's very, very quick. It literally takes 20 to 30 seconds. Signing a petition is helpful. You're doing something. And the more people do it, the more efficient it's going to be, and the more it's going to actually be successful in creating change and pressuring the government and pressuring people to do things. Even if you as an individual, you might not be able to do a lot more than that, but that's still doing something, and that really helps me feel kind of in control because I know that I'm doing my best in the circumstances. I want to do another podcast, actually another episodes on petitions and whether they work or not, because I have some really interesting insights on this because of my work with Amnesty. So I will be doing another podcast on this, and also do maybe a little bit more research, not necessarily research, but maybe a bit, like a couple pointers, so that I have things to talk about. But yeah, these are the things that I've been doing that have really helped me cope. Talking to friends really help as well. And talking to one or two friends specifically, because when things are changing a lot and very uncertain and very hard, then you don't want to talk about these things. It's very exhausting to talk about sad things and frustrating and overwhelming things. So you don't want to repeat these things to everyone in each conversation. Because every time, especially if it's friends you haven't talked to in a really long time, or friends that you don't talk to day to day, then it's exhausting because you have to give more context. You have to explain what you've been up to for the past weeks, days, weeks, months. So it's emotionally difficult to do that, especially when it's not easy things to talk about and not necessarily happy things. So what I really recommend doing is just having one or two friends, and just checking in on them and doing that mutually, just having this agreement that you're going to be there for each other. And it just makes everything easier because you're updating each other more more often. So whenever you do talk to them, there isn't the need to explain or give more context. There's no judgment. It's just simple. And you can just vent or complain or give each other advice. That's what I've been doing and that's been helping a lot. So if you can, reach out to one or two people that are the closest to you and reach out to them often. If you can, because it's gonna help them be a better friend to you, it's gonna help you be a better friend to them, and yeah, it doesn't have to last forever as well. So you know, if you feel like you're overwhelmed or you don't really want to talk about things, then it's fine as well. But yeah, that's what's really helped me. And also, I guess it's kind of talking about what you're going through, what's happening in your head. Talking to that with someone regularly can help you feel a sense of control because you can see progress from a week, from say 1 week to another. So if I'm talking to a friend today, for example, and I'm saying, yeah, these are the things I'm going through, these are the ways I'm hoping to address these issues, or these are the things I'd like to do this week, then next week I can follow up with them and see my progress and see what I've actually achieved and accomplished. And having that conversation next week will really help, because then I'll have a sense of progress and I will feel like I have progressed and feel like I have gained control in some aspects, even if the world's falling apart right now. So yeah, I think that's it. I can't think of anything else. I guess the main takeaway is to just try and find little things that you can do and that you can basically tick off a list. Like things that you know you can actually do and doing them. Making a bed, making a meal. Nothing that's going to overwhelm you even more. Nothing that's going to make you feel like you can't, like, fail again. Like, feel like you can't even do the simplest things because you know that you can do them. If that makes sense. But then again, don't have any expectations because you never know. Maybe they won't go to plan as well. Like, if you say, I'm going to make a cake and then the cake actually burns because something goes wrong, then you're going to feel out of control as well. But that's fine because you can always start over, and that's within your control. And how you react to the situation is within your control. Anyway, this was kind of a rambly podcast, but I guess it just kind of illustrates what's going on in my mind and the whole point of, you know, the whole point that I'm trying to make is like how to cope when everything's out of control. Everything's kind of fuzzy, but you hold on tight and you find little things that help. By the way, to anyone listening, if you're my friends, or if you know me personally, then I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just trying to talk about this to normalize it. And to, this is my contribution kind of to this whole, the world is such a highlight reel right now. The online world, at least. The personal online world. I guess there's such a difference between social media and the normal media. I feel like the normal media is overly negative and social media is overly positive and actually unauthentically positive. Doesn't actually mean it's unauthentic, but it's actually, what is it I'm trying to say? It's not unrealistic. it doesn't really represent reality. That's what I mean. So trying to normalize these conversations and sharing these things, because I guess I would really like other people to kind of speak about these things, about how they cope personally when they feel like everything's out of control. If you have any tips, any things, any ways that you cope, especially this year, how you've been coping with the pandemic and with plans being cancelled and things just going wrong all the time, then please let me know. I'd love to try them out and I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me by email if you want. You can reach out to me. I'll leave everything in the description of the podcast. You can reach out to me by Instagram in my DMs. That's probably the easiest way. My Instagram is at noflomo, N-O-F-L-O-M-O. I'm also on Twitter. You can DM me there. It's my Twitter is at it's Florence Ryan. I'll leave that in the description as well. But yeah. You can also reply, if you're on Anchor, I think, you can also reply to this podcast with a voice note. And obviously it'll be anonymous, but I'm happy to answer the whatever you say to me, or if you have any questions in the next podcast, I would love to do that. But yeah, please let me know. This is like a, I don't know, I don't want to be talking to myself. So anyone listening, there's a lot of you listening, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to keep it anonymous, you can do so. You can do so on email. So yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Go With The Flow. I'm excited about the next episodes. The topics I want to talk about are really, really important topics, and that I really care about. I'm so passionate about these things, and I really think that I can start discussions, really important discussions in the world, about the world, and also just maybe help educate and inform people. There's so many things in the world that I know that I don't know, and I want to learn. I'm super, super curious. I always want to learn. And I'm really excited about these things, because I'm going to learn so much in these episodes as well. So just stay tuned. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Please also, while you're at it, please leave a review, like a star review, 5 stars if you want. If you don't want to put 5 stars, then don't leave a review. Just kidding, put whatever you want. But I would highly appreciate if you give me a 5-star rating. It really helps me out. And yeah, that was Go With The Flow. I'll see you in the next one. Actually, you'll hear me in the next one. Until then, have a great week. Have a great week and reach out to me, please. I'd love to hear from you. Bye-bye.